Welcome to Primary Attribute, where a Castle and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they, them pronouns.
Hey there, my name's Adam. I play as Vons and cool Vons. We all use he, him pronouns. Today, one of the Vonses is exploring, figuring out this whole new arc situation and, you know, how figuring out how people can live like this, while other Vons is just trying to figure out why the beer still sucks. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he knows why the beer still sucks, but, you know.
Maybe he's trying to come to a place of acceptance about why the beer sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that may be more accurate.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. Both use they, she pronouns. And Jesse is, you know, she's gotten through all the dialogue options and is just sort of figuring out how she feels.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard. We both use she, her pronouns, and Wealthy is just taking it all in.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic, and Steamboat Willie slash Grix, the kobold college student slash driver. We all use he, him pronouns, and Grix is, he's getting into the thick of it. And Steamboat Willie is just along for the ride.
If you get a chance, you should rate your review us on your podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us. It's very encouraging, and you should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. Erin, would you like to do the recap?
I would. So, everybody but Grix went with Purity Pearl to Autencore, where there is a secret back room that was set up by Purity to be able to run her investigation of the conspiracy and all of the other things. Lots of things were revealed in the last episode, including but not limited to things about Aristique, Cass Richmond, the boat, and the Ark's power situation. We do recommend that you go back and listen to the episode, if you haven't already. Grix is in prison and was visited by Corva and Florence Lloyd, who is the head of Ark's intelligence. They came to ask him about doing a job. The current political head of engineering is not doing as good a job as they need her to do. Specifically, she's not willing to do something specific, and so they would like for Grix to do that political head job. And so Grix said, yes, he'll do the thing, but he's not sure exactly what he'll have to do. The entire thing was extremely sketchy, and once he agreed to do the job, they said they need him to re-energize the core through some mysterious method. And our theories are either a baby juicer or a wizard milker. Anyway, Grix was let out of prison so he can do this very high profile, very sketchy job. And we are all very worried about him.
Yeah. All right. Grix.
Yeah.
You're a free kobold. You have been, you know, completely released. They're giving you the rest of the day, which is most of it. It's like 10 a.m. noon, to, you know, get yourself cleaned up, get a little more settled before they go and introduce you to the other folks on your end of the council. You are now part of the advisory council. Most people have the title of overseer on that council, except for, I believe, the quartermaster. Yep. There's four overseers and one quartermaster, because why would we be consistent?
Okay. And so, this is the engineering council.
This is the advisory council to the entire ARCs. You guys are the experts, politically elected people who are representing.
Yeah, I understand now. Yeah. I understand. Yeah, I thought that it was a council at engineering, and I would be the political person on that council. Which
you are now the political representative of all of engineering.
From engineering to the ARCs' council.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
It's just several hundred people you need to convince of things.
Sure.
Although you aren't in front of them all the time. There's a lot of decision making that you can essentially do independently with the rest of the advisory council and give to the head engineer to actually carry out. And the head engineer is the one who does all the day-to-day working stuff. But yeah, so what do you want to do with the rest of your day? Your friends aren't here. You could go find them, or you could do something else.
Well, what's who am I with right now?
You were released, so no one.
Oh, so I'm totally released. Okay.
Yeah. No, they're not going to be over your shoulder for this one.
Okay.
They just told you to, someone will come get you tomorrow at your home, basically. in the morning. And
okay, for like normal council business.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a guy.
So I'm gonna have an introduction to that. I don't have to just figure out what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right. Nah.
Got it. Okay. Cool. In that case, I'll go find my friends.
Okay. Make a charisma check to both kind of guess where they might have gone and ask around.
The Fermenting Fox. They're at the Fermenting Fox. They're always going to be at the Fermenting Fox.
You go to the Fermenting Fox.
Go to the Fermenting Fox.
They are not there.
Okay, well, I'll wait there. Okay, they always come back there. Like,
I was looking forward to seeing how you found the back room of a coffee shop. All right, everyone else, you have had your fine info dump. And Jesse offered to watch her for Purity if she needed to, you know, sleep without one eye open for a while.
Yep, that I did.
Cool, Vons.
Mm-hmm.
I know you've been wanting to explore the city.
Mm-hmm.
Your little info dump group is breaking up for a while, and presumably many of them are heading back to the Fermenting Fox. But did you want to split off and do more exploring? That just seems to be kind of your thing right now. So.
Oh, yeah. He's still trying to figure out like how society works here.
Okay. So do you want to go do that, or do you want to stick with the group for the moment?
What's the group's plan right now?
Wealthy, what's the group's plan?
I think we're going to head back to the Fermenting Fox.
They're going back to that brewery with the iffy beer.
Well, you know, one of us owns it, so it makes a good clubhouse.
They're going back to the clubhouse with the iffy beer. It is, however, midday, so presumably it won't be super packed with people to observe and take notes upon.
Yeah, I guess that sounds interesting enough. You can talk to people there.
All right. You all head off to the Fermenting Fox. I roll to see if anything disastrous happens on the way there. Gets close, but doesn't. All right. Welcome back to the Fermenting Fox, the brewery that is owned by Vons, run by his sister Lucky. Rather, too thoroughly run for her taste.
Hey, I thought I had a partnership in that. In the ownership.
I was about to say that.
Did I not?
You have some vague partnership that I was unclear on, and last time we brought it up, you were like, I'm pretty sure it's unfair, but it's good enough, and we don't know for sure. So.
Well, like, Vons is the person on the of record. I'm the silent partner.
I mean, yeah. No one actually, literally, you guys never talked about it.
Yeah, we never laid out the terms.
Well, because that's boring audio. Like, do you really want to do that?
Sure, but I mean, contract I don't simulator. Know.
We did. We said we do this, and it happened off camera, and then it was done.
All we want to know is, did you split it down the middle, or
no? Okay. It's mostly Vons's, but I am technically a partner.
You go to the brewery, which Vons mostly owns, and Grix is technically a partner.
Thank you. That's all I wanted.
Cool Vons gets wind of this and wonders, so how does that split? What's going on there? Is there... So you guys have capitalism here or you don't? I'm still wrapping
up. You've rapidly determined that they have capitalism here, given that they keep exchanging money for goods and services within your field of view.
Yeah, but like investment capitalism and stuff, is that a thing? Is there like, how does that work? Are there banks?
I drink for free, and sometimes I get to take cash out of the register. Don't worry about it.
Huh. Oh, sounds that way made better me than sick banks. To my stomach.
I was going to say people keep getting in trouble for the register being over or under at the end of the day, but that would only be Lucky, and she's probably figured it out. Weird, yeah. Grix is here.
She's like, oh, okay, I guess I just have to put the difference into the slush fund because Grix is around.
Mm-hmm.
But all right. So, you're all back at the Fermenting Fox. Grix is there. You're all reunited. Hey.
Oh, hey. You're out.
Yeah.
What happened?
No one can keep an illusionist locked away.
So you're like a fugitive now?
No. I got a promotion, actually.
I'm sorry, you got a promotion?
Yeah, I'm now on the Arx's council, I guess.
Does that sound right to Jesse?
I plop down on a chair and go and say, tell us everything.
Corva and some other folks came in, and they offered me a promotion and out of jail free. So I said yes. I don't know what I said yes to. They're going to make me do some stuff, and I think there's baby juicing involved. we'll get there when we get there. And yeah.
Jesse thinks of her baby and makes a face.
No, I promise not to juice your baby. I'm not going to juice any babies. I'm not going to juice any babies. I'm going to, you know.
But they hired you to juice babies.
I think so. But I'm going to do a switcheroo on them if it comes to that.
Jesse, looks around the brewery.
I'm going to lean over and I'm going to touch Jesse's arm and I'm going to say, sweetheart, nobody is going to juice any babies. There are very few spells.
No, she's looking around. She's looking around to see if there's anyone who might be overhearing what Grix is saying.
It is essentially empty except for two people in the corner who appear to be passed out, which is kind of impressive. But you suppose if you bar crawled around here, you might be able to manage it. Granted, it's quite open an hour ago, but, you know.
Yeah.
So, and they are all the way across the tap room from you. So unless you start yelling, your chances of being overheard, even if they are conscious, are low.
Jesse's like, I don't think I'm going to be able to help Purity take a nap.
But is Purity need help take a nap?
She can't sleep because she's in danger.
Oh.
And I'm pretty sure that's about to happen to you, man.
No, I'm not in danger yet, though. So you should go help her first.
Okay.
She can just have come with you and plan to sleep at the Fermenting Fox somewhere.
On the table. Look how comfortable it is.
Lucky catches wind of the situation and shows her to probably just lets her crash in her apartment, honestly.
Lucky or do
you
does?
Want it, you want it to be in view, don't you?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Okay. She'll sleep in one of the booths next to you guys. She passes out immediately.
So what have you all been doing since yesterday or whatever? This morning? How long was I in for?
Overnight.
Overnight.
We just got back yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, we found out a bunch about, what's been going on with, the conspiracy people and shit.
Oh, great. Good. We'll need that.
They made you... what's your position?
Political representative.
Overseer of Engineering is the official title.
Yeah. Overseer of Engineering.
So you're a bunch of the other overseers. So you're really important now?
Yeah.
Huh. And why? I mean, I don't really know what your normal job is, but what? Why did they give you that job?
I think because they want to put me in a tight spot and make me do things that other people don't want to do, and I probably wouldn't want to do.
Oh, yeah.
So basically another Acetan situation.
What is your Acetan situation exactly?
We haven't figured that out entirely.
Well, didn't someone say Acetan works here on the Arcs and is just somewhere around here?
Yeah, we need to dig into that. We definitely need to look into that.
Yeah, for sure.
I pull out my notepad and I have all my notes written down because that's not acceptable.
You check and you have Acetan ? written in near illegible script because the time you overheard this, you were drunk. If memory serves.
I was getting there, yeah.
Yeah. So we should dig into that. And then also tomorrow I got work and I gotta go to a meeting and do government stuff. Running this place.
So, okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm worried about you, man.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. I'm trying not to think about it, so I'm not worried yet.
Oh. Okay. Well, if you're not worried.
Yep. Everything's fine. Everything will turn out okay. Nothing can stop me now.
I feel like that is incredibly not true. Jesse just looks at Grix's extremely fragile kobold body. She's I'm gonna have to take some sort of projectile for him.
Projectile?
Hey, and that takes two stiff breezes to kill Grix, not just one. Benefits of leveling. Well, all right.
But what happens if you don't do the thing that they want you to do?
I don't know. That's a hard question, because like the person who is currently in the job doesn't want to do the thing, and they're just booting her out. So maybe they'll just boot me out.
Yeah, that's not usually the way these kind of politics work out.
Yeah, probably. But we'll see. That's down the road. That's not today.
Yeah. Yeah. So y'all, like, talked to, like, the bee people over on the other side of the mountain?
Yeah. We just got a little bit.
Maybe we should, like, well, I feel like you guys, like, didn't you say something like you were supposed to, like, help them get more bees or something?
Yeah.
Maybe we could do something where we help them get bees from Aya, or like they can go down to the valley and hang out and do bee stuff.
Sure. That's another thing we gotta do. Yeah. So we got Acetan, we got the bee people. Yeah. These are all good options.
You were at one point gonna introduce Frymeath to Frymeath.
Oh yeah.
It happened right away. I just know it was on your to-do list.
I would love to introduce Frymeath to Frymeath this episode if we could. Just because
the power is yours, the players.
Just because it's like a, you know, maybe a moment of levity.
What?
In the middle of, is there going to be baby juicing? Yeah. Well, maybe we'll do that next.
All right. So that.
I'm assuming I did not bring Frymeath with me to.
No.
The big secrets meeting.
No, you can, there's no particular reason you wouldn't, but you certainly don't have to. And he would have been more than happy to, especially once you explain that the rat system is pretty good at finding people. You know, you could release him on his own recognizance to go walk around, explore, and, just get him when you're ready.
Yeah, I'll rat him, and be like, hey, Frymeath. Meet back at my place in Divinity, and we'll go find your dude.
Dude.
Do you use Bartholomew to send this? Or?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Bartholomew is at least tertiarily aware that there are two different Frymeaths, and you probably don't mean the one that you know where they live.
Yeah, so. that's my point.
Yeah. Okay. You sent it off.
And also after, actually, can I send off two messages at the same time?
Sure.
I'd like to send a second one to other Frymeath to be like, hey, will you meet at the Fermenting Fox at, you know, specified time?
Okay. So you're having
Green Day
Frymeath meet you at your place, and then...
Well, because Frymeath FM won't be able to find the Fermenting Fox necessarily. Like, he... Yes, we went there once, but I just don't trust that he'll be able to find it.
Fair enough. All right. So you go.
I just figured I'd help him.
That's fair. You go. You send rats. You put the exact right amount of specified time to, unless you want to do something in the middle, to go and get.
Yes, that's basically it. Yeah. And I take into account like the schedule of getting between neighborhoods with the lockdowns and everything.
Cut to 3 p.m. Everyone meets back up.
Yes.
You get there slightly before, you know, your universe, Prime Universe Frymeath, and get settled in, and then Prime Universe Frymeath walks in. Looks around, sees you guys.
Hey.
Both Frymeaths make different checks. See how they handle this. Reasonably well. Jesse, make a wisdom check to read folks.
That is 25 total on a prime.
Weirdly, Prime Universe Frymeath seems less kind of shocked than FM, as you have been calling him, even though, you know, FM knew this was coming. What does this say? Who can say? But
sure.
Frymeath comes over, just kind of sits down.
Hey, so there's like another one of you, huh?
I can see that. Turns to the other Frymeath. Different plane? We call them dimensions, but yes. The Green Day Frymeath. Do you like whiskey? Prime Frymeath. Yes. Good. And
you have so much in common.
They go and convince Lucky to bring out some of the liquor, which is not actually sold here, but is of a personal supply. But Prime Frymuth continues to have a lot of money.
Yep.
And Lucky wouldn't have minded anyway, but being able to do a very large upcharge, she won't complain.
It's a corking fee.
Aramith works here.
Yes, but she is not currently
here. Not currently here. Okay.
You guess she works evening, so she'll probably be here soon.
Okay. Well, I'll be interested to see that too.
Yeah.
Because we know literally nothing about Green Day Aramith.
All right. So after whiskeys are obtained and stoically masculine nods are exchanged. Prime Frymuth turns to all of you and says, so how was the surface?
Oh, yeah. We got a bunch of honey and went to Aea and met the mom from the Aeon logbook and found the valley. And then we cured the corruption and won. We cured two of the corruption. There was also some weird shit with, like, the valley and, like, why it's like that. And, like, yeah, it was, like, really weird.
I step in and make some explanations.
We tell him as much as we can. Like, yeah. We're not, like, keeping the stuff that we did on the surface a secret, I think.
Yeah, he is.
No, I don't think so.
He knows as much as you know at this point now. A long info dump happens.
Yeah, I feel like we had a long enough info dump that...
No, we don't need to do it in
we're
character.
We're not doing in character, but my point is...
Montage happens.
Montage of us telling another person happens, which I assume would be long enough that probably Aramith would be at work by then. Huh?
Real quick, do you guys update him on what has happened since you got to the Arcs? Namely, Grix having an interesting encounter with the law and getting out of it in an even more interesting way.
I don't know why we wouldn't tell him that.
Grix?
Yeah.
Do you share that you have been promoted?
Yeah. I don't see any reason why not.
Jesse, make another wisdom check.
Oh no. I rolled a 2, but that's 13 on a prime.
You're not sure exactly what that single arched eyebrow means, but you're pretty sure it's not great.
Oh, no, what's wrong?
Two of the most powerful people on the Arcs, who are also held some of the least accountable by the general populace, just threatened you into a high-powered position.
Oh, yeah, I knew that. I knew it. I knew something was bad.
It could be very bad. And given what you said about doing something that the other person didn't want you to do, I would guess it's likely the exact same thing I had intentionally deleted out of my mind. So.
Well, why did you do that, man? Like, you could have helped us.
This was a long time ago, before I met you.
But, like, why, though, man? Like, why would you delete that?
I
have
been told I objected strenuously.
Mm. Oh, well, that's cool.
And it got to the point where my presence was needed to continue in our little organization. And it was frankly just easier for everyone if they left me out of those conversations. And I know enough to know that I volunteered to have it removed from my mind, but I don't remember what it was.
Hey, man, why didn't you do more to, like, not let that whatever thing happen?
I'm guessing I tried.
Huh.
Bummer.
Yes.
I don't know. If it was me, I just would have done better.
After you live for a few more centuries, making no mistakes and the right decision every time. Sure.
Oh, sure. It's like an elf supremacy thing. Cool. Great.
No, it's an being old thing. You'll never believe you're the one who's going to do the wrong thing until you do it.
I don't know, man. I don't really see a difference.
Heavy.
If you get to the end of your life and never do the wrong thing, I will be very happy for you.
Hmm.
It's unlikely, but it happens. I assume, at some point.
Cool story, man.
Just, yeah. Um, So do you have any advice as I start my new job tomorrow?
Well, the previous overseer of engineering, Cass Richmond, was an idiot. So I would recommend doing better than that, which you will, because you aren't an idiot. One of the things about Cass is that he thought it was a good idea to not only cover up the truth from the public about the core, which could be reasonably argued to be to prevent panic, but also started lying to the rest of us who might have advised him to, well, stop doing that shit in a way that made it so none of the rest of us could, say, help take mitigating measures. It may not have helped that he did not know about the ship and may have been a little bit irked that he was not included on the guest list.
Wait, who knew about this thing?
The ship?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Roughly half of my little organization.
Say, can you give us a list of names? Have we done that?
So, know that this is incomplete, because frankly, there should be more people in this group. But you have, as names, let's see. Of course I don't have her first name. Why would I have that? I know her character. Know the last name.
Do you love it when I take a note that's like, Frymeath names names about boat knowers?
It's good. Well, actually, I'll throw it to you, Aaron. What do you think Jaspar's mom's name is?
Jazleet.
All right. So, Jazleet Kolig's child. Of course, just forgot Tilia's parents' last name.
Jazleet Kolig's child?
Kolig's child is the last name.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds right. I just can't remember how to spell it, so that'll be fun.
Sure. I have it for you. Give me a second.
Oh, great.
Yeah. K-O-L-I-G-S and then child.
Okay. K-O-L-I-G-S-C-H-I-L-D.
Say, both of the Marquites. Well, not Tilia, although she was to be included, but she did not know about it. Perhaps because of her relationship with my granddaughter, they did not keep secrets. And Tilly was bad at that anyway. Well, is bad at that anyway.
Sure.
And then the last... Damn you, me, for organizing my notes this way. Oh, there we go. And the Gynos family. J-Y-N-O-S.
That's it?
Just three? Like, four families?
There is also...
Okay.
Corva.
Right.
Director Lloyd. And where the fuck is that name? Because I have it, and I don't want to get it wrong, because I was, in fact, remembering the wrong leading word. And those of the high mountains.
Those of the high mountains?
Correct.
Is that like a hyphenated name?
Nope, it's five words.
Okay.
Title case?
Yep.
All right. What does those of the high mountains mean, man?
It's the name they gave to us. They are a representative of one of the wizards who helped craft the arcs originally, who has ostensibly dedicated themselves to the maintenance of the core.
Huh.
They were human, but wizards often cheat death. Meaningful look at wealthy. You haven't done it yet in the way he means, but you know, any day now, you could decide. Yep. But would send those of the high mountains up as representative. Mountains, as I will call him for the moment.
Oh, that's one guy.
Yes.
Oh.
I believe it's to be something of a, not quite a Voice of Legion situation, but mountains is made up of stone and earth, made into an artificial creature. Does not pass for human by any means. More animated boulders in a roughly humanoid shape. I'm not 100% sure that their creator is still alive, but they claim to represent the will of that creator, and that creator has a spot on the council. So
Jesse's just sitting there with her mouth like agape. What? I mean, like, that's not a question. It's just a...
The Royal House, of course, the Richmonds, but...
They've fallen out of favor.
Cass was the main one we interacted with, and they didn't know about the ship. Greik was to be included. Aristique was the one who was negotiating with some of the others. But your standard spread of rich families and the like. We also had several members pass away over the last 50 years that we hadn't found replacements for, or their potential replacements for, obstinate.
How are they obstinate?
It can help to recruit people high in the Ark's power structure, but those are often not actually members of long-lasting families where you can, say, recruit the parents who are older and afraid of death to slowly draft the younger ones into it, or any approach like that. So you just have to hope the new overseer, the new commander, the new head engineer is amenable. And if they aren't, well, we had someone who we would have muddy the mental memory of that particular conversation and move on, or simply convince them not to talk. It wasn't
hard. Is that illusionist guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
I never liked him very much, which I realize doesn't mean anything. Oh, and the Lionhearts were, of course, also included, although at this point, it's only Griffin, so. You guys have heard a little bit about them before. Griffin Lionheart is a dwarf.
Did we meet him?
Part of a mining family.
Did Griffin Lionheart is a lady.
Yes.
I said,
But yeah.
Apostrophe
Griffin Griffin Lionheart is a lady who is currently pregnant.
Yes.
Dun, dun, dun.
With a mystery
as to who the parent is. Aerosene's pretty sure it's Frymeath.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a very long time ago.
Wealthy and Grix both make intelligence checks. And Vaughn's of the original recipe variety.
Nope.
24?
30. On a prime.
All right.
Wow.
Vaughn's and Wealthy. Your memory of everything Aaron just said bubbles back up.
Oh, hey, I'm not drunk, so I can't say anything inappropriate.
You can
still say something inappropriate. It makes you really anxious.
We believe in you.
No, I don't. I'm not entirely certain that Wealthy knows about the belief that Griffin's baby might be Frymeath's. I don't think that was ever communicated.
I assume Aerosene would have shared the hot goss at some point.
I feel like Aerosene would have shared that hot goss at some point. I think that's fine to...
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Aerosene shared a lot with you. I don't think we need to worry about...
We had a lot of, like, you know, hanging out at the campfire...
Yeah, that's true. I'm not going to say anything, but I am going to look like the cat who ate the canary. You know, I'm going to look askance at Prime Frymeath and then look away and you know, just look like I'm trying so hard not to say anything.
Jesse, you notice this for free.
Hey, what's wrong?
Nothing, nothing's wrong. I just, you know.
Wealthy, make a save against fear.
Oh, for God's sake. I also have resistance to fear, so.
I believe it's a charisma check.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
Wisdom?
13 on a not prime.
The checks are split.
Sure. Your call.
Pretty widely, but let me check. It says on the character sheet, but I don't have one of those in front of me right now. Yep, charisma is death attacks, charms, and fear.
Yeah, that's a 13.
Both Frymeaths looking at you.
Oh, God.
Turning to look at you as a... You're having a moment.
Aerosene just, you know, mentioned that Griffin Lionheart is, you know, she's pregnant, and she had a suspicion of who the baby daddy was. And
Jesse loves a hot goss. Jesse loves some hot goss about people that she doesn't know.
Yeah, fair.
Well, I don't want to say. I mean, you know, it's just gossip.
You could whisper it in my ear.
Okay.
Mime it.
No, I can't whisper it. It's just, you guys are, no. I can't.
Green Day Frymeath looks at you and goes, so it's either someone you're close to or someone at this table, most likely.
Yes.
I feel like I would have heard if it was any of our traveling companions.
I mean, I've never heard of her before, so, like, it's not me. Also, I can't get people pregnant.
I more meant that I figured one of you would have mentioned it.
Yeah, I thought she was a guy.
I don't think it's Grix.
I agree. It also can't be the Grix or Vons from my universe, because...
That would be weird. That would be super weird.
It would be.
What is Prime... Frymeath doing at this point?
Oh, yeah. Can I do a wisdom check on him? Oh, that's a 25 again.
All right. He's watching the parallel universe version of him work with interest and also seems amused by this whole situation.
Okay, fair enough.
A way that would be difficult to detect if you were not incredibly wise, like, say, Jesse.
Jesse's like, do you know who it is? I mean, you know her.
I promise to be discreet, but I'm super curious. I'm very curious about who Miss Taylor thinks it is to be so flustered.
I don't know. Erisine's the one that told me. I am completely neutral on the entire thing. But she seemed to think that maybe you were the baby daddy.
You guys haven't seen Frymeath laugh very often.
Oh,
that's extremely disconcerting. I imagine for some of you.
I imagine for some of us it is.
Meanwhile, I think Green Day Frymeath is looking at Prime Frymeath with that same, like, I wonder how this will play out. But Prime Frymeath recovers himself and says, it is not.
Oh, okay, cool.
I am aware of who it is. I promise to be discreet, but my relationship with Griffin is more of a niece or goddaughter sort of situation. I have known her family for a very long time. And frankly, they kept dying. So I tried to step up and be a more stable influence or more stable force in her life. There is a bit of a class divide between her and her lover. And frankly, at this point, I couldn't care less, but I was once part of the group of society that would get very scandalized by such things.
Oh.
I suppose I still am, but never much cared for it, to be totally honest.
Did we tell you we... Oh, that's not Eric. That was Erisine. Shit, fuck.
If you want to suggest it to the class, people were still there, yeah.
Yeah.
The,
Yeah, you have better...
I don't remember if, I don't remember the person's name, but there was, like, an old soldier guy who was in the,
In the Narrows, yeah.
The Narrows.
Fuck.
And I feel like we told him about... I feel like we already told Frymeath about that guy.
I'm not sure.
We had to. I feel like it. I think we had to have, because like Erisine was still around when we got back from the.
Yeah, that's fair.
Around the first time, and she definitely would have told him about that guy.
I was gonna say I came across that name when I was reviewing stuff, but I didn't write it into my like single main document yet. And of course, it's handwritten in a notebook that is not currently in my recording booth. So, but to refresh the memory of everyone else, when you went into the Narrows, the kind of security guard group that were watching out for people coming in included an old elf who used to be a soldier who knew Frymeath from back in his soldier days.
And had nothing nice to say about.
He was extremely amused the old codger was still alive, essentially.
Yeah.
He actually.
And had nothing good to say about Aristique.
Right. Yeah. Had nothing, okay, yeah. You'll say, positive about Frymeath. Did not like Aristique at all. Ahead of the curve, one might say. But yeah, so.
We love someone who holds a grudge.
Yeah.
Against that specific horrible old lady. Oh,
especially
cool.
Since we hold a grudge against that specific horrible old lady.
To the point, yeah, where Wealthy has a verbal tick every time her name comes up.
So like right now FM's like staying at my place. Do you like want to get him or like how? I mean, like, I would assume you're probably going to be more comfortable, like, living together, keeping, you know, track of each other. Or maybe, like, that's a terrible idea. I don't know. He's welcome to stay at my place as long as he wants. We have enough room.
They look at each other and say, no, that sounds interesting, in unison.
It's the odd couple, except they're both the fussy one.
I considered having FM make an odd couple reference. Prime not getting it, but But yeah, no. We go to the menu screen and we slide FM over to Prime Frymuth's party. At least for accommodation purposes. And that's...
Oh, wait, quick. Dig through his inventory. Make sure he's not taking anything with him that we need for the core party.
Well, we gave him...
a giant magic sword.
We gave him the inventory. Giant magic sword.
Yeah, well, none of us can use that.
And the shield, there's a shield that we gave him, because...
The shield got destroyed by the rock.
Oh, okay.
Or Bond's got torn off his shield.
I feel like
we gave him things that we knew that he could use that we didn't think that we could use.
Yeah, no, I was making a joke about like video games when.
No,
like,
but it's worth checking. But
I'm also saying.
it was a joke. It was just a joke.
Sometimes jokes have truth in them, Whit.
Sure.
But Prime Frymy says, I believe most of the people in my building can be trusted to be discreet. Which is about when Aramith walks in, looks over at all of you, starts walking over, kind of gets in view of the whole booth, and gets a little pale.
Wait, who came in? Sorry, who?
Aramith.
Aramith, yeah.
Arisimha.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, there's two of them.
This elf, who for the new listener looks about 20-something with mostly blonde hair, completely blonde hair.
Hard, it's like strawberry blonde.
Strawberry blonde, but like lighter than Arisimha's was, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Strawberry blonde hair kind of looks between the two Frymuths and goes, I've had nightmares like this.
Well, they're not the actual same.
She kind of squints at them and points at Prime Frymuth and says, okay, so you're the one who's actually my dad, points at Green Day Frymuth. Who are you? Explanations are had as she joins you at the booth.
So yeah, there's like two of them and they're like, you know, I mean, Wealthy's chilled out a bit, so that's nice.
I mean, she has a lot of other things to worry about, too.
Yeah. Oh, Grix is going to be the overseer. He got a promotion. Sometimes that's what happens when you go on sabbatical. Not all the time, but sometimes.
And they get arrested.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I heard about that.
Yeah. But now I'm the political head of engineering, so that's great.
She exchanges a look with her dad.
Yeah, yeah, he told us.
Just be careful. We don't have anyone placed high enough to really help you, but we could try.
So, like, you're, like, part of the bad conspiracy stuff. And then, like, you're part of, like, the resistance stuff.
It caused a lot of tension in our relationship, yes.
So, like, how's that working right now, though?
Frymuth just says, I'm on the outs with my organization because, let me put it this way, very few people liked Aristique. A lot of people liked benefiting from her abilities and skills.
Oh, bitchiness.
Sure. Her being in jail and very deliberately by me cut off from any influence she had, as much as I can, made it so she could no longer fulfill her function and... Frankly, I imagine a lot of them would rather have gotten rid of me. They didn't, but I believe I'm being iced out of important conversations at this point.
Mm.
Well, I mean, you're not like next door neighbors anymore, so I guess that makes sense if they're all just talking mean girlsy about you behind your back.
I'm more worried. Oh, hey, your nose is something. Bleeding.
What? No.
No, Mean Girls is in fact a famous comedic play shown in Echo semi-regularly.
Hank loves that play.
It's no The Last Charioteer, but it's pretty good in Gex's book. But yes, yeah, so I help where I can with my daughter's endeavors, but I'm of limited utility at this point in that particular arena. I can get you in contact with almost anyone from that group and their utter spheres of influence. I can't guarantee it's the best introduction.
Oh. Huh. Do you know Squirrello?
Trying to remember because I think this has actually come up.
I think it did too.
Yeah, he does. He didn't have a lot to say about Squirrello, but he does. Mostly by reputation.
Oh.
I'm trying to remember who failed their int check besides Arisimha. Did anyone fail their int check to not spot Squirrello's
illusion? No, that was only Arisimha.
Got it. Okay.
She went to her grave. she went to her grave thinking that dude was just a little weird.
Yeah. A strange creature, but powerful and seemingly harmless, impressively enough, for a powerful mage. I apologize, Wealthy, for impugning your profession.
There's not much you can say about Squirrello in my profession. I mean, he's a creature unto himself.
Very true. So do you all have a plan for Crix becoming the overseer of engineering?
I gotta go to work tomorrow and find out what I'm supposed to be doing. I don't think it's gonna be the what I'm supposed to be doing, like the conspiracy part of it, but I think it's just like the normal part of it. So I'll find out what
that is. And then, I imagine it'll ease you into it.
Yeah. So figure out what that is. And then,
are they gonna like do something to him to make it so he can't tell us what the thing is that they want him to do?
No.
Unlikely.
Because I simply won't let them.
Bonds.
Mm.
You have this vague flashback of your brain being scrambled by a dude. So you could not recount the memories of the whole Aerosene ship incident coherently, at least for a while.
Vaughn's got his brain scrambled so that he couldn't tell anybody the details of what happened after everybody else left the room that the boat was in.
He did a successful partial resistance of the spell.
Yeah, it's really very effective. I can barely remember those details now.
It's all method.
I'll just run away. Or start kicking.
You realize one of the two people that threatened you was the head of an aerial division of the Guardians. In fact, all of the aerial divisions of the Guardians.
Yeah. Well, but they don't go down to the surface. I'll just leave. I'll go to Harper's Fleet.
Corva is old enough that she used to live on the surface.
What?
So you just don't assume that getting a distance will protect you inherently. It may delay them.
Yeah. I mean, what's the point, though? Like, if your person runs away...
Vengeance.
Well, they could, like, tell us. Like, you...
I'm telling you now.
No, but, like, what it is, though.
Oh. Well, yeah, I guess. Yeah. I don't see them having much power here.
Well, there was also that guy that can't, like, tell us what was going on with the boat, too.
The engineer guy?
Yeah, that guy. Peregrine Erickson.
That's the one. But again, he submitted to all that.
I feel like they would have made it so he couldn't tell, even if he didn't submit specifically, like Greg or like Vaughn's.
Hmm.
Yep, man.
Hmm.
Well, Mr. Erickson was rather forcefully brought back in line, is my understanding, after getting caught by you all, incidentally. They still wanted his expertise. He was getting cold feet. We tapped our resource, who is currently in the wind, but is a master illusionist, so who knows where he is? Because he could be, anywhere. So they can do it to you unwillingly as well. It usually causes far more damage that way. I'm just saying, be careful.
Okay, yeah. No, I'm gonna be careful. I'm a little worried. I'm a little trepidatious. But,
they will have you make a staff of the employee variety, not of the quarter variety. So surround yourself with people you can trust, and if anything goes truly sideways, at least you'll have people there that can back you up.
Yeah. Okay.
Do I make... should you, like, make me your bodyguard or something?
Maybe. You're a good candidate for that. But I don't know. People... I don't know. It might be good to have somebody new.
I wonder if Young Whiskey's still doing anything.
Tentatively tomorrow, if you want to be my bodyguard, that'd be really cool. I might see if there's somebody else who can, like...
be around so I can, like, go off the clock at some point.
Yeah. Or, like, so that it's not just, this is my friend.
Oh, she's coming with me. Yeah, that's fair.
More that it's like, this is the stoic person in the corner. Not that you can't be stoic.
I'm like really good at not talking when I'm told not to.
I believe, but you're known as a friend of mine right now, and it's a different vibe to potential murderers, right?
Oh yeah, probably.
It's an unknown element. Anyway, but tomorrow, if you could, that'd be great.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Cool.
You can always say she's an assistant, suggests Aramith. That wouldn't be unusual, and there'd be a reason for them to be close to you.
Yeah.
Jesse's like, I don't think anyone wants me to be an assistant.
It's called a cover, dear.
I'll show you what to do.
Jesse starts like sweating bullets. Like, I'm going to have to write things down in front of other people. And
I won't make anybody. No, we'll take care of it.
No one can make you write.
Not if you don't want to.
Just Jesse doodling on a slate all day and erasing it hurriedly whenever anyone comes by.
Yeah, I mean, Jesse is a very anxious person when it comes to literacy.
Yes, I believe the description you gave of her handwriting was, well, she's literate.
Yep.
Knows how to mix the letters.
Sometimes she doesn't even pronounce the words out loud when she's reading her head.
Yeah.
Getting real Captain Carrot vibes here. Mm-hmm. I love it. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Actually, same kinda, height. Yeah.
So my current thought, I'm gonna toss this out there, see what you all think. My current thought is, what if I just like copy down all of the information and we go to like a wizard who can like copy stuff real fast, or like if there's a print shop, if anyone has invented the printing press. I don't remember if that's
they have.
Cool.
And you may remember in the back of your head somewhere, and will at some point, that Gex knows someone who runs a printing press.
Cool.
And there are also broadsheets and
yeah. So what if we just like copy everything down and we make 1,000 copies of it, and then we just leaflet the arcs?
Copy which just, stuff?
Which stuff?
Listing the conspiracy members, saying that they're trying to take a boat and leave the arcs to rot, and just spell out everything and just make it all 100% public.
Do you think we ought to have proof of some kind?
We're there. Other people were there. Lots of people were there.
And the news has gotten around.
The boat plan has been abandoned.
Right. But I'm saying, like, make everything public, and then what are they going to do? Murder me?
I mean,
good job. You just proved yourselves.
Yes, but if you've proven them guilty, they can get vengeance on the way out.
See, I'm just thinking approach this like James Holden in The Expanse, you know? Just stupidly announce everything as loudly as you can.
Oh right. My god. Right. I just understood Grix's character so much better than I ever have before.
All you have to do is be incredibly lucky several times about events that happen while you're with people that are going to throw you in the deep dark cell forever.
Yeah, but you know, I don't know, it's the, like, if you've ever watched like a conspiracy theory movie, like, you know, a conspiracy thriller, you just like tell people, just like tell people.
You can cut that knot, it's true.
Well, I mean, like, I don't want to do that until you, like, know what the thing is that you're supposed to do.
Yeah, but we should, like, write really stuff down first. Like, get the process going. Like, you know, make a pamphlet.
Okay, I mean, graphic design is my passion.
Great.
Yeah, she's not saying that.
All right, tonight I'm going to work on a pamphlet.
Okay.
Adam, I talked over you earlier. Did you have something to say about disseminating information in a broad and obvious fashion?
Yeah, I cannot remember.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, this is gonna work well.
I'm like very excited for them to murder my friend.
No, they're not, because you're gonna be there.
Jesse grimaces.
Don't worry, you'll save me.
I'm happy for your promotion, my dude.
Anyway.
Okay, well, we can hop on to the next day unless other people have stuff they want to talk about.
No, I think that puts a damper on the entire conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to go do stuff anyway because, you know, get an early night's sleep. New job.
Kelly, roll a D100 for me.
84.
Okay, you go home to rest. No bread attempts to stop you. and it's bright and early the next
day. Hey, we're back here now. Who's hanging on to Yaba? Where does Yaba live? Oh,
you left Yaba on the boat.
We did?
I think. Or at least you could have.
Yeah, because actually I do think we left Yaba on the boat because I think Yaba, I think we were like, oh, well, Yaba is doing such a great job keeping the boat clean. We should just leave Yaba here.
Oh, yeah.
Also, like, we would have had to like drag the like giant chunk of the
stone. Several of you probably don't want to be carrying bricks.
How big? Okay. All right.
It's like a brick. You know, it's not awful to carry on, but you don't want to do it forever. And so I believe Yaba's down on the boat.
I think we just made a choice to like leave Yaba where Yaba seemed to be doing the most good.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay. So yeah, welcome to the next day. Travel to bright and early. Jesse, were you going to meet up with Grix before he heads over?
I mean, yeah, we live in the same place. I figured
just
make a plan to meet up before he went.
Okay. You guys meet up. Grix, what do you wear to your first day at this new job?
Black suit, white shirt, black tie, sunglasses.
So a Blues Brother?
Yeah.
Well, if you cast Silent Image into your arm, you can have sunglasses. I guess you could borrow them from Steamboat.
Yeah, but his were like aviators.
Yeah, I guess you could. If you thought about this yesterday, you probably could have found some like smoked quartz lens glasses.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I'll just a dark suit.
Okay, Jesse, what do you wear to your first day on the job?
Oh, just a neat tunic and normal breeches.
And what big weapon? Like over the top weapon?
Oh no, no, because like I don't think Jesse doesn't usually like carry like a big weapon in the like while she's in the city.
Oh sure. Okay.
So she'll just have like two daggers. She has two daggers that she keeps on her thighs, I guess.
Yeah, you can have like one at your belt and one kind of tucked under the back of your tunic, so.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So you guys head on over to command. Let's see. Yeah. Messenger is sent giving you like right at the start of the morning, just saying, be at this part in command at this time. You can ask for the head of security once you're there and they'll escort you. Apparently Corva had better things to do this morning. I don't know. And, you head on down.
Yeah.
Wealthy and Vons.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Well,
did you have any rough plans for what you were going to do today besides wait with bated breath to see if Grix makes it out of his first meeting alive?
Most interesting thing.
I was hoping that Grix would want me to be his assistant so that there's two people with magical abilities wandering around. Because, you know, I got magic missile.
Yeah.
So I'm with him. I'm wearing my usual...
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want to bring a lot of people.
That's fine. I'll wait at the Fermenti Fox and I'll just be like fuming because I don't know what's going on.
Because like Wealthy gets all dressed up, waiting for Grix to ask her.
Oh, now I feel bad. All right, everyone can come. Fine.
No. This is better. And I was editorializing. Wealthy probably wouldn't have done that had you not asked her. So
it's fine. You're usually allowed to bring all your friends to your first day in your job. That's not going to be a problem weird.
But you need assistance. You need assistance.
Yes, this is my staff. I'm allowed to bring my staff.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
You're allowed to bring a staff. This is one of those kinds of it's magic jokes.
Magic jokes.
All right. And then Vons.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to do anything in particular with your day?
I think Cool Vons wants to look for a library.
A public library or a magical library?
A public one. I don't think he knows any. Like he's not confident about magic yet. He's still trying to figure out this whole place.
Okay, so Cool Vons can go. Cool Vons currently can't really read. There are lovely people there that can help you with that. You could also theoretically recruit somebody to help you, but
yeah, Cool Vons is going to attack illiteracy. Find a library, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to try to brute force it. Got it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he'll make friends.
God, that is such a weird thing for you to be saying.
It's a whole new fucking era. Or at least a very diverging path in a Vonzian wood. And then, Prime Vons, what you doing?
Well, he's probably trying to figure out the potion situation and the brewing situation and fiddling with things until he can get a little bit more productivity out of it. He's got to rebuild his potion stash.
That's it. You can continue to make potions as normal and for the same fees for now.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff is getting tighter in the arcs at the moment, but most of what you're interested in is either like you have back stock, or it's, you know, a base that's super abundant and that's why it's the base, or it's weird esoteric shit that like
no one would need, so yeah. It's not more expensive right now.
Yeah, the supply of some reason all I can remember is the fact that spider climb involves dried spiders. Supply of dried spiders hasn't been super affected by
a copper piece for Reed Thoughts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. It's a penny for your thought. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I love that one. That's my favorite spell component ever.
It's good. Vons, roll an intelligence check to try to do something about the brewing situation.
Oh, I rolled a natural 20. So a bunch.
Vons, make an additional wisdom check for me.
Well, that one's not a prime.
I mean, you could roll another nat 20.
Yeah, or a 2. Or I could roll a 2. Happened.
This merely informs my narration. Your sister's a fool. Clearly, she should have tried this other thing that you figure out how to do within like 2 hours. That admittedly involves some, you know, really weird, supply chain brewing procedure stuff.
Oh, but yeah.
You figure it out. You think with a couple of, I just forgot the name. It's not enzymes. Whatever. With a couple of appropriate ingredient additions, catalysts at various points, that you can speed this up. You can make your whole range of beer again. Sure, it'll be a little more expensive, but people clearly want to drink. You can probably kind of charge people whatever right now, especially for stronger booze.
What else are people spending their money on?
Yeah, praying in quiet desperation doesn't take any money. So that and drinking, all their free time's full. Okay, so yeah, you figure it out and you get to brewing.
Hooray! We're going to fix society.
Innovation. Because of capitalism.
Yeah, speaking of which, he's probably also trying to figure out how Bjartel's managed to screw up this whole magic thing on the arcs.
The cure thing?
Of course.
It's all Bjartel's fault. Always.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it's you know, impossible for them not to be involved in some way.
That magic thing on the arcs.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. I thought it was about like, why didn't they find the cure? And like, we've been over this so many times. Also, going with honey as bottled sunshine is such a wild leap of logic. It worked.
Yeah.
But like.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's sunshine in a bottle.
So is orange juice.
The real solution along the way was poetry.
Why didn't we try orange juice?
And IPA.
What oranges? Yeah. Well, they're probably very, very rare if they exist at all.
We just need to find Flying Florida.
Flying Florida fell apart to infighting within like a decade. All right. So, Vons goes down the conspiracy hole.
Oh.
I mean, that's where he used to live, so that's fine.
What do you do when you wait for something to boil? It's... Can't just sit there watching that pot.
Clear out the dishwasher.
Yeah.
Dishwasher, question my life choices, get distracted and realize something's boiling like 15 minutes later. You know.
Harass the cat.
Yeah. There's a whole spectrum of things. A variety. Enjoyable activities.
Yeah. All right. Well, some of us harass the cat. Some of us draw thread between push pins.
Which the cat could see as harassment because it really wants that yarn and why you keep it from it.
Yeah, that explains a lot, actually.
But all right, so you contribute to your giant conspiracy board and we cut back to command.
All right.
You are met by the head of the security for command.
Mm-hmm.
Rank of captain.
Mm-hmm.
Word of getting these backwards. I believe it's captain major and then I don't remember their last name.
Oh, God, that's right. Captain Major.
Yeah. He was about as sheepish about it as one would expect.
Yeah.
And or frustrated with his parents.
Yeah.
But he meets you and, or he sees you guys coming up and pauses. And I wasn't expecting to see you here as the replacement for Mr. Richmond.
Glad to be here.
I mean, he's the best man for the job.
I'm just glad he came in the front door this time. Makes my job a lot simpler. Right this way.
What? Yeah. Jesse wasn't there for that part.
Yeah. Does anyone explain to Jesse?
I think Jesse has just figured out that, like, sometimes she says what and people don't explain what happened.
That's fair.
Her.
No, I just.
There's a lot of backstory.
This was when we popped up out of the sewers.
We popped up out of the express elevator from the very bottom Lirial Suishona was.
Yeah.
And came out of a closet, which
and came out of
know,
a closet
or
a
wardrobe,
in a...
which is how you know that it was a totally legit entrance to take. Yeah,
and appeared in an empty office, and when we left that empty office, an alarm went off, and that's where we were arrested by Captain Major.
Yeah, no, that sounds familiar. Yeah,
yes. So I imagine these two are your staff.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah, we picked up Wealthy on the way.
We did actually bring Wealthy. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You realize you just haven't. I don't know how.
She was sitting on the corner kicking rocks and looking sad.
Yeah. So I was watching sadly out the window as we walked down the street and went back and got her.
Nobody loves me no more.
Steamboat Willie watching on in confusion. All right, so
Steamboat Willie has a whole new world to explore. He doesn't need to be here. And
oh, he's not in here. I mean, watching Wealthy look out a window.
Yeah.
After which he continued about his day. Yeah,
he was like, "Well, nothing to do there."
I was gonna say, is there any particular thing that Steamboat Willie would be exploring?
Just wandering the neighborhoods, like looking in the stores, seeing what the culture is.
All right. A good tourist wander.
Yeah. He might stick with somebody if somebody else is like out doing stuff, just so that he isn't alone and doesn't make like some kind of, you know, faux pas or taboo breaking.
Almost everyone's going to a destination, and you and Cool Vons are starting from different locations. So.
Yeah. Well, he might pick up with somebody else. Like, he could even like hang out with Lucky and at the bar. He wants to experience the world.
Okay.
He just wants to experience the new world.
So let's have him wandering around, and if anything seems sketchy, he can go find Lucky or someone.
Yeah.
Be like, what is this? Okay. So, all right. So those two are exploring. One of them, the wonders of a good book, and the other, just the city in general.
A book he can't quite figure out how to read yet. He's probably starting with the, What do they even make these books out of? Are they like clay or?
Say, are you thinking of like board books for little kids?
I mean, board books for little kids would be perfect, but
they're reads. They're you know.
We have some paper, just
and you're
not
at a library,
ton.
So it's not being disposed of in any way, right. Which is the thing.
So they probably
want
a
paper for.
They probably want a deposit or something.
No, it's a public library. Just, you know, be careful. Don't take it out of the library. This isn't really.
Yeah.
It's more of a reading room setup around these parts.
Sure.
You're at Coldwater in the public library and getting a few vaguely confused looks from parents as you pick books for 3-year-olds off the shelf. But at the same time, everyone starts their literacy journey at a different point. So
it feels awfully judgy. Yep.
It's more just a mild confusion than a how dare you or. This poor fool.
Sure.
All right. So you are shown to a smaller room. This is where the advisory council meets.
Uh-huh.
You all probably went on some field trip at some point to where the main council meets. It's a big, essentially a amphitheater stadium kind of setup. But this is just a small room with a round table, some, you know, refreshments to the side and bunch of real basic stuff. There are a couple of seats for assistants, although like
with, against the wall.
Yeah, like against the wall, small desks.
Yeah.
I am taking notes.
Yeah.
And you all notice that none of the other people, none of the other members of the advisory council have their assistants here right now.
Fair enough.
So you're going to try to keep your buddies with you?
Or
are you going to have them wait outside? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So how do you introduce yourself as you walk in, Grix?
I probably just stand there awkwardly until somebody says something. Amar go, hey, I'm the new engineering fella.
One second. Hit the back button several times in my notes to get to where I listed everyone's goddamn name. All right. Well, so, sorry. So you're just waiting for someone to say something, right?
Yeah. And then I'm going to say, I'm the new engineering fella.
Noel stands up a little bit stiffly and puts out a large paw. They tower over you.
Yeah.
So it's very nice to meet you. Suppose we should go around the room. As you may have heard of us, but also some people never come to city meetings because, frankly, they are often dull and long.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
I'm the quartermaster, Robert Rule Smasher.
Robert Rule Smasher?
You've said that name before.
I guess I didn't. We were kicking it last time, waiting for stuff to. Before we.
Was it not much earlier than that?
Maybe. I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Elderly, older looking Noel. Moving with kind of a stiff leg.
Gnome or Noel?
Noel.
Okay, great.
So, large canine person, hyena-esque. And then, let's see, waves to a human woman with some truly gnarly looking scars.
Okay.
Including one right across the face, who shakes her hand and says, Overseer of Protection, Katarina Mulberry Farmer.
Katarina
Mulberry and then Farmer.
Overseer Protection. Overseer of Protection.
Yeah. So sorry, I should give context for these offices as we go. Quartermaster is the manager of the logistics nightmare that is the ARCs. Kind of anything the other groups don't do, they do. It's seen as a stressful but important position. Overseer of Protection is, as one might expect, they're explicitly the head of the Guardians, but while the other groups are, like the Peaceminders, are independent, in theory, they all eventually take orders from her. But usually they're left alone.
Got it.
But like if there's an emergency, she's in charge. Along with the Guardian Commander. So, and then a exceedingly, exceedingly handsome half-orc introduces himself as, I can't keep this name, it's too stupid, I'm sorry.
No.
Fine. Okay, introduces himself as George Yume Himbo.
Yume Himbo.
Y-U-M-E, and then Himbo.
Wow, I spelled that right. And overseer of what?
Public health. This is the counterpart to a Dr. Baker, who's on the political side of things. So, all your clinics, all your medicine production, all that goes through this guy and Dr. Baker. This guy doing the arguing with ARCS Council to make it so they actually vote in favor of stuff, and Dr. Baker doing the implementation and much more day-to-day kind of things. And then last but not least is a woman who seems much younger than the other folks here, who introduces herself as a Rachel Rosenthal. Sorry, the text is being very small at me. Young woman who introduces herself as Rachel Rosentias. That's Rachel, standard spelling. And then Rosentias as Rosentias.
Great.
Yeah.
And what's her gig?
Overseer of urban development. When you're carving out new spaces, when you're laying out new things, when you're figuring out what houses are available, that's kind of all under her purview. The ARCS is essentially always expanding. Because it's not expanding very fast because you're mining through stone. But yeah, looks to be at least mostly human, high cheekbones that make you think she might have a little bit of elf in there somewhere. And yeah, so it really gives off like that class president energy. Yeah, so Mr. Rule Smasher, I guess, takes the lead and says, We were a little surprised to hear about your appointment. It was rather sudden.
Yeah, for me too. Glad to be here. I'm excited to do good work and, toe the line, whatever. Change the world.
Nothing else.
Everything's going to be great. I'm going to do good work.
I think of the toe the line thing. All of them kind of look at each other. Anyone who wants to can make a wisdom check to try to read that look.
I will be taking that.
Yeah. No, definitely not.
That's an 18.
24 on a prime.
Not worth mentioning on a prime. Not a prime.
Wealthy, that particular phrase appears to have been unusual enough to turn some heads. Jesse.
Yes.
All these people think that statement was really fucking weird. In a way where they are all clearly wondering, is this referring to something?
No, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Grix reads Jesse's mind briefly. And all right. So they just say, we just have some normal business for today. It'll be fairly fast and we'll walk you through it. You guys do some normal political business. It's all pretty cool. Minor.
Great.
And everyone is being pretty patient with you. And you get the impression that they didn't like Cass very much. At least Jesse probably reads between the lines. And then
sure. The
rest of you pick up on it eventually. So shit is still bad on the arcs. They're all kind of doing everything they can, but stuff's been in motion for a while. And they also know that you probably haven't been briefed yet on the stuff that would go through you.
So oh, yeah, no.
You mostly just get kind of the cliff notes of the stuff that you got from Purity, more or less, as far as the broad strokes. But they say that the head engineer, who will now be back at head engineer instead of acting overseer of engineering, should be able to brief you, as well as Liriel Suishana, who is probably very excited to go back to her day job. She did a good job, but didn't seem thrilled to be the active head engineer in charge of everybody. And after that...
Oh, I don't know if she likes me.
Oh, I'm sure you'll do fine, says Robert Rule Smasher in a jovial way. And you are shown to your office. You recognize this office. You came out of the wardrobe once.
Oh, cool.
But
that's so weird. What? Seriously?
You know, as I said that, I remembered where that other office was supposed to be, and I lied. You opened the wardrobe. It's a very similar, but not the same wardrobe.
Sorry.
Nope, you're good. That gave me an opening to correct myself, so thank you. No, that was supposed to be down a random hallway. In fact, I remember they named whose office it was, and it wasn't Richmond's. So yeah, I apologize. You think they might take you there. They don't. Your magical wardrobe to engineering Narnia. You'll have to get directions, I guess. But you're taken to your office. It's nice. It has kind of a front office where one might have an assistant or three or other staff members, and then a back office that is clearly just yours. Okay. That is a really cool fucking desk.
All right. Cool. Great.
And they let you know that you're the head engineer and Liriel Suishona will be in to see you shortly, but not right this second. And we will pick up there next time.
Cool.
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 Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod. On Twitter, @PrimeAttribute, and @primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all our blazed posts. Is that really the term we're using these days? Castles and Crusades is published by Troll Lord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by, well, me, that's Adam. This week's editor was Aaron. Thanks, Aaron. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute. Motherfucker.